The eighth beatitude raises the topic of persecution, which in the context of the gospel might point to physical or verbal abuse. The type of persecution that is in mind here is brought on because of righteousness. In other words, by doing God's will, persecution may follow. It is hard here not to reflect on the cross, even though there is perhaps surprisingly no mention of it explicitly. By doing God's will, Jesus suffers and dies. But God's will points beyond that to the resurrection, which is part of the promised future glory that the kingdom of heaven entails. This future glory is what this beatitude presents in confident certainty. The verse is thick with meaning, however, and is rooted in elements of the Jewish wisdom tradition, where the righteous individual is sought out, considered annoying, and thus disposed of. At the same time, the persistence of the righteous person delivers a signal that provokes thought and the desire to test the righteousness, to see if it is truly of God. The eighth beatitude also connects back to the first, linking both humility and persecution with the future promise of the kingdom. Both humility and resilience to persecution are seen as strengths, not weaknesses. We find the Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel. The community he was writing for may themselves have known persecution. This suggests to us that whatever our present travails might be, we are neither the first to encounter a challenge, nor the first to consider how to respond. Psalm 34, verses 11 to 22, speaks powerfully of this when it celebrates the plight of the righteous and the saving power of God. The Beatitudes are ultimately about what happens when the realms of God and human beings connect, and the kingdom of God prevails.